KJAN Sports.
Time for a check of sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. A recapping some high school sports from the weekend. Lots of wrestling action on Saturday at the Joe Finch Invitational in Humboldt. It was Atlantic capturing the title Saturday. Atlantic totaling 257 points. Humboldt the runner-up with 211 individually for Atlantic. A lot of place winners. First place captured by Carter Cox of Atlantic at 113 pounds. Also for the Trojans, Austin Williamson of Atlantic was first at 145. Reed Nichols took the title at 152. Also Keegan Hosfeldt of Atlantic was a champ at 220 pounds. Other place winners included Cole Hansen at 106. He was fifth place at 120. Tommy Duke of Atlantic was fifth. Marshall McDermott placed second at 126. Colby Sorensen was seventh at 132. Tanner Mock was fourth at 138. Zach Stork and Drake Roller each placed third. Stork at 160 and Roller at 170 pounds. Travis Peterson at 182 was fifth. Tyler Thomas also had a third place finish at 195, while John McConkie was the runner-up at 285. Good weekend of wrestling for Atlantic. Also at the Coach Riley Invitational Saturday at Greenfield, it was Clarinda capturing the championship with 236 points. Bedford Lennox, the runner-up with 198. Central Decatur, Guthrie Center, and Denison round out the top five there. Among the first place winners, Joseph Rogers of Denison led his team with a first place finish at 106. For Bedford Lennox, Jared Hensley at 120 and Dustin Reed at 132, both were champions. Nottoway Valley's Ben Fries was a champ at 126. Guthrie Center had Lane Rummelhart winning at 145 and Cale Crowder winning at 220. Also, Clarinda had three champs, Luke Strong at 152, J.J. Clark at 170, and Christian Lauritsen at 195. At the Dan Hill Invitational in Harlan Saturday, it was Glenwood capturing the team title with a 204 total. Gretna, Nebraska was the runner-up at 199. Among the champions on Saturday, Gabe Holbein of Logan Magnolia at 126. Also, Glenwood had three champs, Matt Malcolm at 152, Anthony Sherry at 160, and Zach Hagstrom at 195. And also at the Dallas Center Grimes Invitational on Saturday, it was Creston winning the team title at 221 points. Ankeny Centennial with 156 was runner-up. Webster City, Dallas Center Grimes, and ADM round out the top five in that 15-team tournament. Recapping some Saturday basketball action around the area in the high school ranks and girls hoops, it was Lewis Central beating Denison 41-29 in Hawkeye 10 play. In Western Iowa Conference action, Missouri Valley beat AHSTW 49-36. Panorama over IKM Manning 40-39. Logan Magnolia beat Whiting 72-16. In Rolling Valley Conference play, it was Exira EHK over Guthrie Center 62-21. Coon Rapids Bayard beat West Harrison 51-32. From the Corner Conference, East Mills over Heartland Christian 60-28. In Saturday boys basketball from the Hawkeye 10, Denison over Lewis Central 62-51. From the Western Iowa Conference, it was AHSTW over Missouri Valley 56-50. IKM Manning beating Panorama 74-63. Logan Magnolia over Wayne 58-35. From the Rolling Valley Conference, Exira EHK a 51-44 winner over Guthrie Center. Coon Rapids Bayard beat West Harrison 62-31. And from the Corner Conference, East Mills over Heartland Christian 76-45. In college men's basketball, Austin Chapman scored 16 points to help lead the way as Creighton defeated in-state rival Nebraska 65-55 last night. The Blue Jays won four straight over the Cornhuskers, all by double digits, and handed them only their second loss in 21 all-time games at Pinnacle Bank Arena. That's top 25 action yesterday. On the men's side, it was Kentucky top-rated over Eastern Kentucky, 82-49. 12th-rated North Carolina beat East Carolina, 108-64. It was Washington beating 13th-ranked San Diego State, 49-36. Number 16, West Virginia, topping Northern Kentucky, 67-42. Clemson knocked off 18th-ranked Arkansas in overtime, 68-65. In women's college hoops, Melissa Dixon had 5 3-pointers with 23 points. Bethany Doolittle had 11 points and 10 rebounds as number 22 Iowa beat Colorado 78-63 on Sunday. The Hawkeyes improved to 7-2 with that victory. Iowa has accepted an invitation to the Tax Slayer Bowl in Jacksonville, Florida, to play Tennessee on January 2nd. It'll mark the first time the Hawkeyes have played in what was known as the Gator Bowl since a 14-6 loss to Florida in 1983. Iowa Athletic Director Gary Barta says he spent the past couple of weeks talking with officials from the game.
About 2 weeks ago,
Rick Catlett from that day forward was consistent in saying he wanted the University of Iowa. He loves our tradition, our history, our fan base, Kirk's track record at bowls, etc. So he, from day one, he said he wanted Iowa, and fortunately today we got the invitation.
In his 16th year as head coach, Kirk Ferentz is leading the Hawkeyes to a bowl game for the 12th time.
Yeah, we didn't go to a bowl 2 years ago, and we didn't go to a bowl in 07. We were 6-6. So, you know, people that take things for granted, which happens all the time in life, to me, are missing the boat. You know, we're very appreciative, and I'll tell you, we would have been appreciative going to any bowl this year and having a chance to play against anybody. That's what you're competing for, and that's what you're hoping to do. So I'm thrilled to be going to Jacksonville, and very, very thrilled that they had faith in us and are rewarding us with a great opportunity.
Tennessee is 6-6 and tied for fourth in the SEC East Division with South Carolina. This will be the sixth time under Ferentz that the Hawks have played an SEC foe in a bowl game. They're 3-2 after last year's 21-14 loss to LSU in the Outback Bowl. Now, the Hawkeyes are 7-5 after closing the regular season with home losses to Wisconsin and Nebraska.
I want to say we're determined. You know, as seniors, it's our last game to play in a Hawkeye uniform, which is, you know, it's hard to believe that. But, yeah, I'd say we're determined. We've had a couple good days of practice already, and, you know, we're just trying to improve and move forward.
That's senior offensive lineman Brandon Sheriff. Iowa beat Tennessee 28-22 in the 1982 Peach Bowl and lost to the Volunteers 23-22 in the 1987 Kickoff Classic. We'll have that Tax Slayer Bowl for you here on KJAN coming up on January 2nd. That'll be an afternoon contest from Jacksonville, Florida. The College Football Playoff Selection Committee has made its final decision. Ohio State is in and TCU is out. Alabama, Oregon, Florida State, and Ohio State will participate in the first playoff in major college football history. Alabama and Oregon were shoe-ins following lopsided wins in their conference title games, but the last two spots were up for grabs until late Saturday night. The Buckeyes grabbed the final CFP semifinal berth following Saturday's 59-0 dismantling of Wisconsin in the Big Ten title game. The Seminoles secured a berth with a tight 37-35 triumph over Georgia Tech that capped Florida State's second consecutive undefeated regular season. The committee didn't think much of TCU's season-ending 55-3 pounding of Iowa State. The Horned Frogs dropped from 3rd to 6th in the final CFP ranking, passed by the Buckeyes, the Seminoles, and Big 12 rival Baylor. Committee Chairman Jeff Long said the top three were clear, and the final spot came down to a debate between the Buckeyes and Big 12 co-champs Baylor and TCU. Among those three, Long said it was decisive for Ohio State. Ohio State will take on Alabama in the Sugar Bowl on New Year's night, right after Oregon plays Florida State at the Rose Bowl. The national championship game is slated for January 12th in Arlington, Texas. Some other major bowl matchups: TCU will play Mississippi in the Peach Bowl. Mississippi State will tangle with Georgia Tech in the Orange Bowl. And the Cotton Bowl will have Baylor against Michigan State, while Arizona will face Boise State in the Fiesta Bowl. And in the NFL yesterday, Kerwin Williams rushed for 100 yards 2 days after he was elevated from the Arizona practice squad as the Cardinals rallied to beat Kansas City 17-14 Sunday in a matchup of teams that had lost two in a row. The NFC West leading Cardinals took the lead when Drew Stanton threw a 26-yard touchdown pass to Jerron Brown in the third quarter. Jamal Charles scored a couple of first-half touchdowns on a 63-yard run and an 18-yard pass from Alex Smith. But the Chiefs were shut out in the second half as they fall to 7-6. Elsewhere in the league, Baltimore beat Miami 28-13, Carolina over New Orleans 41-10, Houston beat Jacksonville 27-13, Indianapolis downing Cleveland 25-24, the New York Giants beat Tennessee 36-7, Minnesota in overtime over the New York Jets 30-24, Pittsburgh doubled up Cincinnati 42-21, St. Louis over Washington 24-0, Detroit beat Tampa Bay 34-17, Denver over Buffalo 24-17, Oakland topping San Francisco 24-13, Seattle a 24-14 winner over Philadelphia, and it was New England over San Diego 23-14. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.